Tess Teves, Monday the 6th of January, Rabbi Eli Brunner, Kiddush Levana.
We're missing the moon at the moment. There was earlier.
Alan, you better start.
I will speak a little bit on this Indian of Kiddush Levana. It's a vast subject. We'll try and get as much as we can through in this session. We have two Gemaras referring to Kiddush Levana. The first Gemara I want to mention is a Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara says in Chulin, in Daf Samech Omed Beis, Reb Shimon ben Pazi asked a steer in Psukim. Ksiv, one pasuk it says, when the Rebbeinu Shloimeh made the world, the Bria Soilom, Vayase Lekim es Shnei Hamoiros HaGedolim, the Rebbeinu Shloimeh made two great lights, that's the sun and the moon. Ksiv, and then there's another pasuk, Es Hamor HaGodol ve Samor HaKotn. He made the large light and the small light. So it's a steer. The first posuk tells us the two lights were the same. Shnei Amoyos HaGedolim. And the second posuk it says, it's Amor HaGodol or Amor HaKotn, the larger light and the smaller light. So the Gemara explains, Omer Yorech Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The moon said to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ribbono Shel Olam, Esher Lishnei Malochim Shishtamshu Bekesa Echot. Is it possible that two kings can wear the same crown at the same time? Omalo, so the Ribbono Shel Olam said back to the moon, if that's the case, lechi umiat yes atzmech. Go and decrease yourself in size. Omalo fonov, so the moon said back to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, hoil v'amarti lefanecha dova hogun, because I said to you something which is correct, which makes sense. Amites atzmi. Should I decrease myself in size? Why should I lose my size? Why should I become smaller? Omalo. So Hashem said back to the Levona, to the moon, Lechi imshol b'yoyim uvalayla. Okay. What I'll let you do is, you can reign by day and by night. Omalei. So the moon said back to Hashem, my rebuse, what's the chiddush of me shining at during the day? The shraga b'tehala mayahana. You don't put on a light in daylight. You turn on a light at night when you need the light. During the day, you don't need my light. What's the point of me shining, said the moon. Oh my Lord, so Hashem said back to the moon, Zil limnu bach Yisrael yomim b'shonim. That the Klal Yisrael will eventually, they will count, they will make the calendar, they'll fix it by you. As we know, we have the, as Klal Yisrael, we have the lunar system. We operate by the moon. The Goyim Lahav will work by the sun. They have the lunar system. So Hashem said, your reward will be, your will be measured by the moon. Sorry?
Yes.
Omalei, so the moon said, Yoimenama, Efshe de Leimani bei Tekufta, but by the sun, they normally we go by Tekufas Chama, not by the moon. Dichsiv, as it says, Behol Oisus Ulamoyadim, Ulayomim Vashonim. And therefore, Hashem said, Zin Likud Tzadikim Ishmech. What I'll do for you, he said to the moon, was, I'll call the Tzadikim in your like you are. Because you're small, we find tzaddikim, they were also known as small people, but they were really great. Yaakov HaKotan, Yaakov Avinu is known as HaKotan. He is said on himself, Kotointi Mikol HaKzodim, Shmuel HaKotan, David HaKotan. They were all known Kotan. So they said, you're in good company. But Chazid Elokim Yasvidata, Hashem saw that the moon still wasn't appeased. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, so Hashem said to the moon, Hoviu Kapor, well, on behalf of Klal Yisrael, Hoviu Kapor Olai, bring a Kapor for me, Shemi Atitis HaYoreach, because I decreased the moon in size. Behind the Dome of Shema Melokish, and that's what Shema Melokish says, Man Ishtan Asor Shul Rosh Chodesh, why is the Asor from Rosh Chodesh different to all other Kobonas? Shinema by Lashem, it says, Lashem, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Zeyeh Kapor, this should be a Kapor for me, Al Shema Atitis HaYoreach, because I decreased the moon in the size. That's the end of that piece of Gemara. There is another Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Gemara brings there in Daf Mem Aleph, the Gemara says, ואומר רב אחר רב חנינא, אומר רב אסי, אומר רב יוחנן. Kol hamavorach al achodesh bizmanoi. Anybody who does what we call Kiddush Levono in its right time, it's keilu mekabel p'nei Shechina. How do we know that it's so great that it's been mekabel p'nei Shechina? So the Gemara's got a gzeirah shova. Ksiv hochit says, by Kiddush achodesh, achodesh azeh lochem. Ksiv honsom, and it says, like when Klal Yisrael after the Kriyas Yamsuf, Zeh Keini Van Veyu, this is my God and I will glorify him. So we've got Zeh in both parshas, and therefore you see, just as Zeh Keini Van Veyu is the Inyan of Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina, Kiddush HaChodesh, you've also got that HaChodesh HaZeh, we see the Chashivas of Kiddush HaChodesh. And the Gemara finishes off there in Sanhedrin, Tonu Leber Rabbi Shmuel, Ilemolo Lo Yizochen Yisrael, what we say in the Kiddush Levona, if it was only for, if Klal Yisrael would be mekabel the Pnei Hashchina by doing Kiddush Levona, with mekabel the Pnei Hashchina, if we do it just once a month, daim, it's also enough. Omar Abaya says, Abaya hilkoch tzorch lemem ma'umad. It's for that reason, we'll explain why we say it's standing up. Now the Mashor there in Sanhedrin explains, what's the reason, Taka? Why do we say that anybody who does Kiddush Levona in its right time, it's Ki'ilu Mekabel Pnei Shechina? Says the Mashor like this, I'll quote you his Loshon. Lefi She Yisrael, I'm especially quoting his Loshon because the Chazon Ish, the Kohen Baruch Hu, says on the Mashor that the Mashor was the last of the Achronim who wrote Baruch HaKodesh. So he writes like this, Lefi She Yisrael Begolos, since Klal Yisrael, when we are in Golos, Einom zoichim liras pnei Hashchina. We're not zoicha to say to see the pnei Hashchina. Avol chiddush levona, by doing chiddush levona, siman liYisrael, this is a sign for Klal Yisrael shehem asidim lihischadish kemoisa, that we will also, Mietzishem, when Mashiach will come b'mehiru yomenu, we will also be rejuvenated. Shekemoisha halvona mismait umisrabe. In the same way that the moon wanes and waxes every month, it goes large and goes small, Klal Yisrael also have their ups and downs. In the same way, sometimes the Shechina hides himself from us as he does in Golos, and sometimes he reveals, sometimes we see the Shekhinah openly, and very often we don't. The Oruch HaShulchan writes on this mitzvah of Kiddush Levona in Simon Tov Kov Vov, that's the Simon of Kiddush Levona. He says, Kiddush Levona hu inyan godol, is a grosser inyan, v'noyo, and is awesome, ki kabolas b'nei Hashchina, like the kabolas b'nei Hashchina, as the Gemara says. Besides doing the mitzvah itself, there must be great soydus behind this mitzvah. The Chachmei Kabbalah write that this inyan, that the moon wanes and waxes, goes larger and smaller, this really, it should stay the same size as the sun does. But the reason why it goes always less during the month, it's got to do, says the Kisvei Kabbalah, it's got to do with the chet of the Adam Marishan. Because Adam Marishan, through Chava, he was chayta, and therefore, as we know, she brought Misa to the world. And he says this inyan of the Kiddush Levona and the chet of the Adam Marishan is tol as ever there. They go hand in hand. La'osid lovai, he says, when Mashiach will come b'mheir b'yomeinu, the chet of Adam Rishon will be mistaken. It'll be a correct world in all conditions, and therefore the moon will stop losing its size every month. It won't wane and wax. It'll stay as one size. And on that zman, the Torah says that we have the pasuk v'oyal oyer halvona. In future, when Mashiach will come, the size of the Levona will be the same size as the sun. And the reason why we mekadesh the Levona, after all, the Levona is much smaller than the smallest star. The smallest star is far larger than the Levona. Why are we mekadesh the Levona? Why aren't we mekadesh the stars? So the term for that is given is because that the moon is closer to Earth than the stars. The stars are miles, millions of years away from us, and therefore, since it's nearer to the Earth, we see more b'chush, the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every time we mekadosh the Levona, it's more explicit than the stars are. As we mentioned, that the Klalis, or we count the Jewish months, the Yomim Tovim, we go by the lunar calendar. So we're compared to the Levona in the same way as the Levona. The moon doesn't have its own light. It's a reflection of the sun. Us too, Klal Yisrael, we also don't have our own light. The light that we have is a reflection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shines on us through the medium of the Torah. As we know, Kineh Mitzvah Torah Oyer, the Torah is light. Through the media of the Torah HaKadosh, we get our light sent from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And in the same way that the Levona, even when it loses its light, as it goes towards the end of the month and the beginning of the month, the moon is still very small. But even though by us it's dark, it can shine, if it's in Australia, wherever on the other side of the hemisphere, it shines up. So the same is with us. Klal Yisrael, in the eyes of we as the Goyim look at us, we are like nobodies, we are nothing at all. But really, the time will come when Klal Yisrael and the Goyim Lahavdil, they will recognize that we are the Am HaNivcha and the world is totally on Klal Yisrael. It's interesting, even though this mitzvah is so choshuv, only men are mechuyev to do the mitzvah Kiddush Levona. There's no chiyuv for women to do the Kiddush Levona. Why is that so? So someone to say, it's brought down the Shloah Kodesh writes, that Kiddush Levona is a mitzvah sashayis hazman kom. It's duty by my time. It comes once a month. Once a month we do this mitzvah. And the reason why is a mitzvah sashayis hazman kom, why are we potter? Why are the Noshim potter from that? Says the Barbanel, because since the woman is mshuba to her husband, and if the husband would ask the wife to do something for him, and she would turn on and say, look, I'm busy now, I'm doing a mitzvah, so in order that they're asked to protect the Sholem Bayis, the Chazal said, she's potter from mitzvah seishes mangom, she should always be free in order to do the mitzvah, to comply with her husband. But you could ask, we do find that there are many mitzvahs that Noshim have taken upon themselves, notwithstanding it's a mitzvah seishes man goma. V'lomoshlem mitzvah of lulav, it's a mitzvah seishes man goma, shofar, megillah, matzah, arba koses, all these are mitzvahs yasmei haseishes man goma, and yet Noshim do them. So, for that we have a chsam sofer. The chsam sofer says that The mitzvah to do Kiddush Levona has to be said, at least lechatchila, initially, must be said tachas kippas hashemayim. It's got to be said under the open sky. You can't say it from indoors and then look out the window and say Kiddush Levona. But the Eved, but lechatchila, you're supposed to say it tachas kippas hashemayim. Now, for a woman to go out, we know, is not tzniusness. Well, it's not tzniustic. Leah, as we know, she was rebuked, vateitze Leah. So, Chazal tell us, kivuda baspelach benima, the place for the woman is indoors, so to go out would be a lack in tznius, and therefore Chazal said, another, some sefer says, another reason why noshim apotah from Kiddush Levona. Now, we know if the moon is covered over by clouds, it depends. If it's a thick cloud, and you can only see the light of the moon through the cloud, then there's no chiyuv. In fact, it could be a bracha levatola if one did say the bracha on Kiddush Levona, because you're not seeing the actual light of the moon. It's good, the light of the moon has to come direct from the moon and not through a cloud. If he started the bracha, and then afterwards the cloud covers over, then he's allowed to finish the bracha. And unless he can be Messiah, if he assesses that whilst he says the bracha, he can see a cloud coming over, then it's not kedai to start the bracha, he should wait till the clouds disappear. The Mechaber says, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that's the minig of the Sfardim, they only say Kiddush Levona after 7 days, from the time of the Moilet. Us Ashkenazim, we say Kiddush Levona after 3 days, meis leis, from the time of the Moilet, and we can say it up till the 15th night inclusive. However, it's brought down, the Poskim say, if the third day of the month is a day of the week, then he says it's better, nocha in the Poskim say, it's correct, lahamtin, ad Motzeh Shabbos Abo, wait to Kiddush Levona till the coming Motzeh Shabbos, because then one feels good, one is Mavusim, you're on your Shabbos Begodim, it's got a different time to say the Kiddush Levona. Many Achrayinim, Uberoshem, the Vilna Gaon, he wants to be Mekel, and he says it's not Kedai to push off the mitzvah just because you're Mavusim to Motzeh Shabbos. We have a klal mitzvah, Bo Liotcho, Al Tachmitzenu, and Zrizim Magdimin Le Mitzvahs, and therefore, says the Gaon, especially in winter, in the rainy season, and it's cloudy, as soon as you see the Levona Chaperein, and do the mitzvah as soon as you can, and the Vilna Gaon adds on to it, Ha'ezer Meshubach, a similar lotion as we find by Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. In the Haggadah we say, Kolam Alba L'Sapa Yetzias Mitzrayim, Ha'ezer Meshubach, he's praiseworthy. It's a Chaim Beloshen says, how it translates Ha'ezer Meshubach to mean, the mensch wird besser, he says. Ha'ezer Meshubach, by doing the mitzvah, you steig through the mitzvah. So perhaps we can use that lotion here as well, a lotion mushal, because the Gaon does use that lotion. Ha'ezer Meshubach, by doing Kiddush Levona, since it's such a choshev inyan to be mekabel pnei shchina, Ha'ezer Meshubach, the person steigs from doing that mitzvah. Part of the tefillahs that we say in the Kiddush Levona, Chazal have taken picked out special tefillahs, and one of them is this Shalom Aleichem. And not only do we say it once, we say it three times. What's this inyan of saying Shalom Aleichem in Kiddush Levona and saying it three times? Yeah. So the Arizal writes, in Kisvi Arizal, that as we mentioned before, the Levona was Mekatrik the sun. The Levona challenged the sun and asked, why should you be bigger than I? So the Bnei Shalom said, but there was a kituk, and there still is a kituk, because we know the sun is far larger than the moon. There's still a kituk from the moon against the sun. And therefore, to take away this kituk, we don't want to remain with the kituk, especially when we're davening, we say Shalom Aleichem. Shalom takes away this inyan, this kituk. And the Mogen Avraham adds on, because we say those other psukim, Tipel Aleim and Mosav Avachat, which are also sharp, strong psukim, we want the goyim should have aim of fear and trepidation, so we finish off where we always do, Bedova Toiv, we say Shalom Aleichem. Why then do we say Shalom Aleichem three times? Isn't once enough? So the Ramban says as follows. The Ramban writes on the Pasuk, Umol Hashem Elokecha es Levovcha. Peush, says the Ramban. This is his Loshon. Shelo yeyo oid yetzahara lo odom. Lo osid lovoi, when Mashiach will come, we'll have no yetzahara anymore. Velo yisave raktoiv. Man will only want to strive to do good. And with that he explains the Pasuk, which we say, V'hasiroisi ho'evan mibsalchem, V'hasiroisi leiv ho'evan mibsalchem, V'ruach ha'dosha etem mekirbachem, the Rebbeinu Shem will give us a new ruach and take away the Yetzahara. Says the Ksav Sofer, as long as we've got the Yetzahara, we don't really have a full sholem in us. We're not in peace with ourselves. He says, Tomid yesh machloikes umelchome, there's continuous machloikes and a war, a battle between the Yetzer v'Yetzatoiv and the Yetzer Hara. And as Chazal say, kol ha'godol mechaveyoi Yetzer godol haimenu. So there's no menucha for us at the moment because of this Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is disturbing us, stopping us doing mitzvahs and masen tovim. However, when Hashem will take away the Yetzer Hara, when Mashiach will come, b'mheir b'yameinu, we'll all be peace with ourselves. There'll be shalom. And that will mean there'll be no kina, no kovah, no taiva. Everybody will get on with each other. Everybody will do the rotzon Hashem. And therefore, says the Ksav Sofer, not only will there be shalom with us, in ourselves, there'll be shalom in Odom L'chaveiroi. Not only will there be shalom in Odom L'chaveiro, there'll be shalom amongst the animals, against the chayas. As the Novi says, Lo Sidlova, when Mashiach will come, Lo Yoreyu, Velo Yashchisu, Veyakurim, the Novi Yeshayas possibly will be Mekuyim, the Ger Zeiv im Keves, the wolf will live with the lamb in harmony, the Neme im Gidi Yirbots, the goat will crouch down with the leopard, the kfir mi yachto, the narkotin gaidagim, a small child will lead all these chayas, there'll be peace amongst the chayas. So those are the three shalom aleichems. The first shalom aleichem, we say to each other, we should have a shalom from the Yetzahara. We'll be free from the Yetzahara, we'll be able to do the rotzon Hashem. Then there's the shalom aleichem, bein odam lachaveyoi. Nobody will have kina and kovod and taiva against each other. There'll be shalom bein odam lachaveyoi. And the third shalom, there'll be shalom amongst the chayes in the fields. They'll live in harmony. And then, once we'll have that shalom, there'll eventually be shalom between the moon and the sun. The kitzig will be completely removed. There is a dian in the poskim. What status has this mitzvah of Kiddush Levona? Is it a birchas hamitzvahs or is it a birchas hanenin? The difference will be, la halacha, if it's a birchas hamitzvahs, you've got to stand. If it's a birchas hanenin, like benching, ala michyo, we sit. For birchas hanenin, we sit, and birchas hamitzvahs, we stand. So Rashi and the Yad Gemara, they learn that since it's such a choshev a mitzvah to be mekabel de pnei Shechina, out of their heads to be mekabel de pnei Shechina, one should stand as kovad Shechina. As kovad Shechina. And we say in the Kiddush Levona, Tone de Be'ab Yishmol, Ile Molo lo Yizoch Yisol, El Lahak Bil Pnei Habiyam Shebishmaim, Pam Achas Bechoydish Dayom, Hilkoch Tzorach Lemem Ma'umut. That's why we say it's standing. What's the Hilkoch? Says the Belzerov Zechoyne Vlocha, because it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs, Hilkoch Tzorach Lemem Ma'umut. That's why we say it's standing, because if it would be a Birchas HaNenin, we would have to sit when we say the Birchah. Rabbeinu Manoach on the Rambam gives another twist to it. The reason why we stand for Kiddush Levona is because when we say Kiddush Levona, we say Eidos. We witness, we're saying testimony to the Rabbeinu Shloilam that he made the world. The Levona is one of the Brias that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, and the din is Eidim, witnesses in court, must stand. Based on the positive Valishtei, V'omdu Shnei Anoshim Lefnei Alekim, Eidim have to stand. So we say Eidus to the Rabbeinu Shloilam that he made the world, so we stand. The Abudram writes, there are six mitzvahs that one says standing. Kiddush Levona is one of those six mitzvahs, and he learns it up Gzeira Shova from Sfiras Oimer, because both by Sfiras Oimer and Kiddush Levona it says Lochem. By Sfiras Oimer it says Usfatem Lochem, and by Kiddush Levona, by Kiddush Achoydish, it also says Achoydish Azer Lochem. And just as Sfiras Roime, the Gemara says, has to be set standing, as it says, Mehochel Chermesh Bakomo, and the Gemara says, Altikya Bakomo, Ele Bakoimo, one should stand. So Kiddush Achonish, we also say standing. Now, when we say Kiddush Levono, which way do we face? So Pashtas, you would say, the Levusha Motra writes in Chuvas, and so does Yisroel Dushoy Shavoida, he says, just like Shmoyne Esser is such a Choshev Tvila, we face Mizrach, so Kiddush Levono we should also face towards Mitzach. Says the Betzela Chochma, the brother of the Debatzin Rav, he writes in Shuvas, but that's only in those places where we daven towards the Mitzach, like here, in England. In Australia, Lamoshel, the other side of the hemisphere, they daven towards Maariv. So there, you would say Kiddush Levono, they daven Shmoneh Esrei towards Maariv, not Mitzach. So therefore, they would say Kiddush Levono also towards Maariv and not Mitzach. There is a famous tshuva in the Noida B'Yehuda. The Noida B'Yehuda in Or HaChaim Siman Mem Aleph, Madura Kama, has the following shaila. What would be the din if the moilid of Rosh Chodesh Adar would fall out to be Erev Rosh Chodesh Adar? Which that would be that the last time to do Kiddush Levono would be Purim. Leil Purim, Leil Yud Dalad of Adar would be the last time. And supposing one couldn't do Kiddush Levono, it was cloudy or whatever, you couldn't do when Onus, for some reason, you couldn't do the Kiddush Levono till Purim. So Purim was the last night, Leil Yud Dalad Adar was the last night to do Kiddush Levono. Now what happened was, they started reading the Megillah. No Levono. All of a sudden, in the middle of the Megillah, someone comes in, hey, there's a Levona out there. So now there's a Shaila, what should you do? Are you allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Megillah to go and do Kiddush Levona? Or no? Carry on with the Megillah and hope for the best that the moon will still be there when you finish the Megillah. What should you do? So, says the Noi Rabbi Yehuda, that really the Shaila has to be broken down with. He says like this, if the Roiv Tziva have already, they've done Kiddush Levono, it's only a Yochid, a couple of people who've not done Kiddush Levono for whatever reason, then it's not right, he says, that those few Yochidim should wait for the Tziva and be mafsik in the middle of Megillah to go out and do Kiddush Levono. That would cause a Tircha de Tzibura, and that's not right. One never should cause a Tircha de Tzibura. And therefore, those Yechidim, they should do Kiddush Levono, Chaparai now the Mitzvah, they haven't done it. And then they will have to be Mashlim the Kriya the Megillah later on. Yeah. But Lechoya, this is a bit schwer. Because the Noi de Behuda wants to say that even in such a case where there's no Chashash to be Mafsik, Lamoshel, he hasn't yet started the Megillah. And there's a Levona out there. So then, so if he would now do, if he would now do Kiddush Levono, he would do the Kiddush Levono now, not do Kriyas Megillah, the Yechidim would do it, he won't have the Inyan, that Mila of Rovam Hadas Melech, that also wouldn't be right. Says the Noi Rabbi Yehuda, it's not right, Bishvil Mitzvah Kala, because of a Mitzvah Kala, he calls Kiddush Levono a Mitzvah Kala, the Rabbonon, to be Mavatl the Megillah, and which Megillah is a Pasum Enissa. Now, Ali has doubted that's very schwer what the Noi de Behuda is saying to call Kiddush Levono a mitzvah kala. All the time we've been saying how choshev Kiddush Levono is, it's Kabbalah's Bnei Shechina, and here he's calling Kiddush Levono a mitzvah kala. It's schwer to say that. So, the Noi de Behuda Lamaisa says in the Maskona that really the Ikishaile is if the whole Tzibba have not yet done Kiddush Levono, then yes. Then he paskins you should be mafsik the Megillah and go and do a Kiddush Levono and afterwards carry on with the Megillah. He doesn't discuss whether you should say another bracha or the bracha. You've been yotze with the bracha. That's another deal on itself. But rather be mafsik, say Kiddush Levono, not and then after the Megillah, in order you shouldn't lose that Pesum and Nisa, because in order they should late eventually be able to finish off the Megillah, but Tzibah together because of the Inyan of Berovam Hadas Melech. If only a Yochid, says the Noi de Behuda, hasn't done Kiddush Levono, then he should do the, he paskins, he should do the Megillah together with the Tzibah. And if to be Mafsik, to do Kiddush Havanah and then to finish off the Megillah B'Yechidus, he says that also isn't good because it's more choshuv als Pirsum and Nisa to do Kiddush Havanah because Kiddush Havanah is only Midrabanan. And even he says if he hasn't started the Megillah and he's confronted with two mitzvahs, which should you do first? Should you do Kiddush Havanah or the Kriyas Megillah? So then he says we use the klal of Todia v'she'ena Todia. Todia v'she'ena Todia Todia Koridem. Kiddush Havanah is more Todia than Megillah. And therefore he says first do Kiddush Havanah, because in any case it's a mitzvah, you could miss it. The moon could go behind the clouds. Do Kiddush Havanah first and then do the Megillah. Finally, we haven't got more time. We finish off the minigis. We finish off Kiddush Havanah with Oleinu. Why do we say Oleinu? We say after Shachas Mincha Maariv. What's Oleinu got to do with Kiddush Havanah? So the Tam is brought down that by going out and saying Kiddush Havanah, it looks as Chas V'Sholom we're being oived. We're worshipping the moon. As a matter of fact, that it says before you should, when you're saying Kiddush Havanah, you shouldn't look at the moon. Before you see it, you should have a quick glance at the moon, and then don't look at the moon anymore. Look in your siddur and say Kiddush Havanah. So it appears.
You face Mizrach.
You face Mizrach. Yeah, that's correct. You face Mizrach and not the moon. And therefore, it could be people outside that might think that Chas V'Sholom you're using the Levon as an Avodah Zorah. So we say Oleinu L'Shabeach, and we finish off our Hashem Hu Elokim. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam should help us and should guide us. We should be able to do Kiddush Havanah every month, and as with that, we can at least be able to be Mekabel Pnei Hashem.
Thank you.